Okay, Chevra. So I'd like to begin today the halachos of Re'ias Hadam. In some ways, this is a question that requires some expertise in terms of when you get a shayla. And the shayla is this red? Is this brown? Is this orange? Is this gold? Is this purple? Etc. So it's not so poshut sometimes what color something is. So what we will do is two dimensions. One dimension is just colors in general, and the other dimension is then going into the Gemara. So colors in general operate on a spectrum. That's the literal word, a spectrum. And the spectrum is called Roy-G-Biv, right? R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. Now, Roy-G-Biv are a total of seven different colors. The seven colors are red,
orange,
yellow,
green,
blue,
indigo,
violet. And violet. Right? Seven colors, Roy, G, Bib. It could also stand for rinse out your grandmother's boots in vinegar, if you want to think of it that way. But the yesod is these are the colors. Now, when we say these are the colors, the etzem, if you ever went to nursery school, you remember that there are things called primary colors and things called secondary colors or tertiary colors. In nursery school, they're very into mixing paints together, no? This would be no gala halacha. Don't think I'm just like chazering ever what we did in nursery. But all colors, pretty much, can be made by red, green, and blue. No? Pretty much all colors can be made with red, green, and blue. Azoigetos, that's the way it works in nursery school. These other colors that they have, some of them are called secondary colors. Now, technically speaking, within the spectrum, which means like the panorama of colors that you see in a rainbow or something, within the spectrum, there are differences based on the wavelengths that light will refract, and different colors have different chemical properties. Okay? So the difference between a red and a yellow is the wavelength, but within red, there is a broad array of colors that are called red. No? For example, again, if you look at the Chacham Gadol Wikipedia, Shlita, I'm sorry, just my mother's calling me. I'm sorry. Do you mind pausing it?
Hello?
Yeah. It's continuing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have all the colors on the spectrum of Roy-G-Biv. The thing is that red can mean different types of red. In terms of the frequency of light, red goes basically from 840 to around 675. That's a chunk. And we know that there are different colors of red. Just look over here on the desk. What color is the Shulchan Aruch?
Maroon.
Okay, and maroon is a modern day color. We would call this, normal people would call this,
red.
By the way, I make these mistakes all the time. Like, my wife once asked me about a pair of shoes, what color it was. I said, you know, it's like pink. She's like, oh no, it's fuchsia. Like, how am I supposed to know the difference in this? I'm a guy. You know, we don't know these things. But you gotta know this stuff. You gotta know that there are differences. So this is red, no? Is this the same? Is this also red? It's hard. What about the dot inside this recorder? What color is that? Right? There are different shades of red. They are all called red. And in different languages, you should know, they have different terms for different colors. There's some languages that have a very rich vocabulary for color. Other languages have a deficient vocabulary. So we can't really go by the lashon of what it is, because we don't know. So there's red. Red is a problem. Medina de Gemara, we know the Mishnah Yud Zayin says that we learn from a pasuk, Dameha, Dameha, there's only four shades of red that are considered blood. Other shades of red are not blood. Medina de Gemara, Givalik. Black is a problem also, because black is Edomu Ella Shalach. Now, what about yellow? Yellow. What's the din of yellow? So yellow, Tosis tells us on Yud Tesama Beis, yellow is called Dam HaYarok. Yarok does not mean green. Blood is not green. Blood is yellow sometimes, no? I don't know. Right? Dam HaYarok, Akavya ben Mahalalo says it's tummy. The Mishnayos and Idios say that the Talmidim v'Akavya ben Mahalalo followed Akavya ben Mahalalel. But, right, that is not green. That is yellow, Taisa says. That means that we assume that yellow is fine. So red is a problem. Yellow is fine. Roy, red, yellow. Orange is in between red and yellow, no? Orange is not a real color. You're not going to see orange in a normal rainbow, no? Or if you'll see orange, it's really just like some border area between red and yellow. Roy G.P. What's the halacha of orange? We'll have to discuss it. Not pashut. Not at all pashut. Now, we should point out that the reason why we have seven colors in Roy G.P. is not an absolute thing. The seven colors are basically something that Isaac Newton... Newton was a super genius, no? Newton probably... I think the Prima Gaudium writes in Hilchos Brachos that you only recite the bracha, Shenasan mechachmaso lebasar vadam. You only recite that on someone who's baki b'zayin chachmas. And some of the Achareinim understand the Prima Gaudium means that it has to be a person who's baki b'kol zayin chachmas. Right? The Greeks had seven, right? Alicia could probably explain this to you. The seven different categories. No? I thought you know philosophy. Right? The seven different categories of wisdom. By the way, Rabbeinu Bachya has this on the pasuk of the menorah. El mopnei ha-menorah ya'iru shivas haneros. It represents the shivas chachmas. There are seven wisdoms in the ancient world that were known. Torah Umada, right? We believe that there is Chachma by the Goyim. You make a bracha, Shenasa mechachmaso lebasar v'dom, when you see a Goy who's a Chacham, no? But Zachar Prima Gaudium, it has to be that you're Baki b'Zayin Chachmas. It could be that Isaac Newton was the last person who was really Baki because Zayin Chachmas. The man was an unbelievable genius. And Newton felt, and he did mathematical theories to show that the amount of space in music notes between the notes, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, right? That's a full scale of music. The amount of space between them corresponds with the amount of space in wavelengths between the colors. Gaudius! The man is a super genius. Right? Also warped. By the way, Newton also knew Bible. My wife found some papers in the Princeton Library years ago that Newton tried to argue for the length of the biblical cubit, which is what we call an amma, based on the pyramids in Egypt, which he felt no one would ever build a building of this size if they were using partial units. It had to be complete units. It wouldn't be one and a half whatever, it would have to be one whatever. The assumption is the Egyptians are also using the amma, the biblical cubit, and he, in a paper, tried to argue for the length of the cubit. The guy is a madman, totally, right? Newton, like, knows everything. Newton felt that Roy G. Biv, that's a Newtonian thing, has seven colors to correspond to the seven notes in a scale. No? But you don't need this. Because if I use primary colors, I could have a scale of three. Right? Primary colors being the things that I use to make all other colors. Right? In nursery school, the paint mixing. If I want to use tertiary, secondary colors, I could have a scale of thousands. No? Because in terms of secondary colors, right? By the way, go to a Benjamin Moore paint store and see how many different colors there are of blue, green, anything you want. It's meridic, the amount that there is. And you gotta know, la halacha, what's a problem. And it's just convention that we call something blue something orange, because kayadua, there's going to be a huge amount between red and orange, right, where there's a suffix, and we really have to be mevarer what these halachos are. So this is my introduction to colors. Yeah.
Just in CS, why is it that you would ever find like yellow blood or orange?
So yellow. Okay. So the Metzius is probably a mixture of blood with some other liquids. The vagina also secretes various types of mucus and stuff like that. That could be what it is. Okay. Great. Now, when I talk about the colors, when I talk about the different colors, so the Gemara has rules about how you see the dam, no? The Gemara tells us that Rebbe saw dam b'layla, he was metame, then he looked at it again b'yom, he was metaher, then he looked at it again, and he was metame, and he said, oh my gosh, how did I make a mistake? So, basically, Gemara inferred how Rebbe made the mistake. Originally, he was masik the isha as tameya. In the morning, he saw that it changed. It said, one second, it can't change if it's tameya, obviously it's tahar. Then he realized that, no, it's just that it's really tummy and he wasn't looking properly. That's what the Gemara says on Chof HaMebeis. Three lines on the bottom of Chof HaMebeis. Rebbe Badek L'Ar HaNer. Rebbe would look at Dam L'Ar HaNer. Rebbe Yishmael Rebbe Yosi Badek B'Yom HaMu'unan Beini Amudi. Rebbe Yosi would look at Dam on a cloudy day Bein Amudi. Apparently the Amudim in the Beis Medrash, which gives off some sort of shade. So we're not looking in direct sunlight. We're looking in some sort of shaded area. Amrib Ami Bar Shmuel V'kulon in Bokinoi Sun Ella Bein Chamalatzeil. You're only Baidek Bein Chamalatzeil. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Amar Rav Barvu says B'chamal B'tzeil Yadai. That the way you check is in the sun, but you shade it with your hand a teeny bit so that it's shaded. So we have complicated halachas, no? How do I check for the color? Now, obviously, the cheshbon over here is that depending on the light, you can have different amount of color that emerges. We know this in Metzius, no? Certain colors on the borderline, let's say between red and orange, or the question of red and brown, right, will change based on the type of light that you're in. The Gemara says that Rebbe had all of these strict rules, the Tanoim had all these strict rules, and the Amoraim, Shmuel says, Bodkin ben chamo letzeo, betzeo yadai. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam in Perek He of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, state in Rambam, that you, in this top, right, the Rambam says, Ein bodkim hadam, Ela matlis levano bechama. You have to put the dam on a white cloth in the sun. Also tzel v'yado ahadam v'hu ome bechama k'dei sheyiru eino k'mo shehi. V'lo kol aro atzarech l'cho elu ha'edvarim v'cha e sheyir. Ela tviyas ayin yish l'chocham b'domim be sheyir miyad yitma o yitaher. Right? The Rambam says that technically speaking we have rules of how to look at dam, but a chocham can develop expertise. And when you develop the expertise, you don't need to follow all these rules. Zuck the Rambam, if you have a suffix, you have to be makif. Makif means I take a color and I compare it. Now, Rabbi Willig tells a story that when he became the rabbi, the young Israel of Riverdale, he didn't have shimush yet in Maros. By the way, if you're complaining that how can you get smicha in yeshiva without shimush in Maros, Rabbi Willick did not have shimush in Maros when he became the rabbi, and he went to the local Rav to get some shimush. That's Rabbi Schwab, the Rav of Breuers, and Rabbi Schwab took out a can of coffee. Okay, you don't know what cans of coffee are. A can of coffee is basically coffee, as in ground coffee, in a metal container. I think they have them in some other countries. In Eretz Yisrael, I think they still use cans of coffee, no? Now we have, like, in plastic containers that say Taster's Choice on them. He took some of it out to show what brown is, no? That's called makif. You compare the color directly. Zuck the Rama, if you have a suffix, you have to be makif. Zuck the Raivin. Omer Avram. Kol ma shekasav azeh ein bo halacha lamaisa. Zak the Ravid, all of these things that the Rambam mentions are not halacha l'maisa, because we don't have dam tahar anymore. Komar admumis for us is tame. Meaning, the Ravid l'cha'ora is saying that bizman ha'gemara, when they were metaher certain shades of red, so then I needed all of these rules, no? However, bismaneinu, that we assume that all shades of red are okay. All shades of red are problematic. I said it backwards, right? That's the that would be modern orthodox, no? red! All shades of red are a problem. So therefore, Zuck the Ravid, again, and this is one read of the Ravid, maybe we'll talk in a minute, there's a different way to read the Ravid, but the Ravid says everything is going to be Tomei, and therefore we don't need the rules. Zuck the Tyrus Hashlamim, at the beginning of Kuf Peches, and the Sidre Tahara, at the beginning of Kuf Peches, they make a deal that Shulchan Aruch doesn't give me rules of how to be, of how to look at Dam. And, right, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it has to be a sunny day, clouds, shade, hand, blah, blah, right? It doesn't say any of those rules that are in the Rambam. Any rules that are in the Gemara. Zuck the Teres Hashlamim, that's because Bizmaneinu, we are metame all red. That's what Teres Hashlamim says. And therefore, we don't need these rules. Now, the Teres Hashlamim Tainas, that's the pshat in the Rambam. However, the Sidre Tahara, that's the pshat in the Ravid, excuse me, no? The Rambam says you need the rules. Ravid says you don't need the rules. Tyrus HaShulchan says that the Ravid agrees that you don't need the rules. However, the footnotes on my Shulchan Aruch point out that maybe that's not the pshat in the Ravid. And the Sidre Tahara says this in Kuf Tzadi, Simi, Seif Tzadi Gimel, Os, or Dibar Hamaskal Ula El, Kuf Tzadi, Tzadi Gimel Ula El, the Sidre Tahara Tainas, that if you read the Ravid, maybe all the Ravid is saying is that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have to be Makif. Remember, this story of Rabbi Schwab taking up the coffee, the idea of being Makif, that might be what the Ravid says we don't need anymore. But maybe the other dinim we still do need. Now, the Mechaber doesn't quote the other dinim. The Ramah, later on, in Kuf Tzadi Vav Se'if Dalet, the Ramah quotes that we don't look at Dam La'ar Haner. Habedikati La'ar Hayayim V'lo la'ar haner. B'di'eved, it works even la'ar haner. That's what the Ramah writes in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Dalet. L'cha'ora, what the Ramah means, is habedika, meaning when the chacham looks at the cloth. The chacham should only do it during daylight. Many rabbonim will only look at questions during the day, not at night. And if it's a cloudy day, I've seen Rabbi Willig say, no, we have to wait till tomorrow. Sometimes you have a very borderline shaila. Rabbi Willig say, gotta wait. Why? Because the Ramah writes, B'dikati lo'ar hayoim lo'ar haner. Ken zayin, that there's a machlokes, mechaber, and Ramah, no? The mechaber never quotes the rules, or any of the rules. The Ramah quotes at least one of the rules. That the B'dika should be Lo'ar Hayoim. The Gemara, by the way, in Megillah Daf Yud Daled, right, tells some story about Avigail and David HaMelech. And the Gemara says, V'chi ro'in dam b'layla? No? You don't do it. The Rambam paskins that way. L'cha'ora. Again, there is a other shot in the Rambam, but l'cha'ora, that's what the Rambam paskins. Oh. So now, there are, Rabbi Neuberger once said in the Shir that there's really a fundamental machlokes going on here. If you assume that there's a machlokes mechaber in Rambam, and that machlokes maybe parallels machlokes Rambam and Rav, it ain't just the Rambam is not telling me all the details, but the Rambam means only look or hayoim, and therefore you should look with your hand, etc. If that's the case, so we could say azoy. You know, the cheshbin of the Torah's Hashlamim is that since we're metame already, so therefore you don't need the rules of looking. According to the Torah's Hashlamim l'cha'ora, there's no such thing as a mesora, says Rabbi Neuberger, in looking for dam. The din is red, right? What do you need to look at dam? And this is what Rav Schechter paskins. Rav Schechter holds you don't need any shimush and naros. Rav Schechter says that you need yiras shamayim and a good set of eyes. If you're colorblind, no? They tell the story about the rabbi who gets a ticket for going through a light and he says, it's brown! Right? It doesn't work like that. Right? You can't say it's brown and give yourself a heter to go through a light. If you're really colorblind, you should not be in this business. I have one friend who's actually colorblind, and he does not look at Shilas. What he does is his wife looks at them, and his wife says whether or not it's a Shilas. And if it's a Shilas, he shows it to somebody else, no? That's his chat. Oh. Rabbi Neuberger says, according to the Mechaber, that there's none of the dinim. So maybe the pshat is that you don't need any mesora today. Whatever is read is a problem. But the Ramah, who quotes the din of the Dika being la'ar hayoyim, not la'ar haner, that means the Ramah is quoting some of these halachas. Maybe you need some sort of mesora in terms of how to shade, how to look, etc. Perhaps that's the pshat. Again, I don't know if it's mukrach, but certainly an interesting idea. Now, let's just talk very briefly. The Gemara says only four colors of red are a problem. And the Gemara, by the way, is mechalek in very technical terms. There's a difference between the first bit of blood that comes out by hakaza when you are bloodletting and the second drops that come out by hakaza. Right? Anyone have any idea of that difference in shading of red between the first dot, first hakaza and light? It's very detailed. Chazal had a mesora. That's the pshat. But bismanayinu, we assume all reds are a problem. Why is that true? Why is it that all reds are a problem, bisman hazeh? Now, there are a few mahalchim that we could take. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph sounds like, here, let me get you a Ma'arim Makom. The Rambam in chapter 11, right, Perek Yud Aleph, that doesn't sound as good in Hebrew, but the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph halacha Yud Gimel sounds like part of Chumrah de Reb Zeira is that they instituted that all reds are tummy. It's part of Chumrah de Reb Zeira. Benois Yisrael, Hechmir al-Atzman. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas at the beginning of Perek Daled say even more than that. They say Chumrah de Reb Zeira means that we're metame even yellow. No? The Nusach of the Gemara is Afilu rasa tipas dam kechardol. Usually we understand kechardol as being a size, no? The Talmidei Rabbi Yonah say kechardol means a color. By the way, what color is mustard?
Red.
What?
Orange.
It's like orangeish, brownish, right? Something like that. Something that halakhically might be a yellow. And afilu rasa tipas dam kechardol, Rabbi Yonah says is tummy, meaning it's dina de Gemara.
Raw mustard is almost red.
I don't think so. I think the mustard seed is like a orangish, brownish something. I think so. It's closer to, you know, the golden spicy mustard. I think it's closer to the regular color of mustard as opposed to French's yellow mustard that doesn't look like anything in nature, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Looks radioactive, no? Now, There are two other possibilities, though. It could be Altschumrit Reb Zera only on red. It could be Chumrit Reb Zera would extend even to yellows. That would be against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch assumes yellow is okay. But there are two other possibilities. We could suggest that there is a takana midrabanan that we don't have the keys. Meaning, the Gemara earlier, the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, speaks about various Amoraim who said, I can't look at Dan because I don't have the keys. So-and-so had the keys. I don't have the keys. And the Amoraim have like all these different stories. I can't look at Dan. I don't have expertise. One could argue that Medina de Gemara de Kaveya, that all reds are a problem because we don't have expertise anymore. That's another Mahalach. Medina de Gemara de Kaveya. Alternatively, you could say that it's not a din Medina de Gemara. Maybe later on in Jewish history, they made a kavios, they made some sort of takana that all reds are problematic. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Os Beis, the Alter Rebbe has two possibilities. It could be it's a takana bizman chazal, meaning Gemara, or it's a takana of the Gaonim. That's what Alter Rebbe says. But there's another possibility. If you look in the Rush, Perek Beis Simin Dalet, the Rush does not sound like it's a takana at all. The Rush sounds like it's just Choser Bekiyus that we have. Now what's interesting is as follows. If you accept the approach that it's some sort of takana, and the Ramban, by the way, in his Hilchos Nidan, Perek Gimel Os Gimel, the Ramban sounds like it's a takana. He doesn't tell us exactly when, but it's a takana for the Ramban. And the Shach, by the way, in Sifkat and Aleph, Tainer said it's a takana. Well, if it's a takana, it for sure is a din d'rabbanan. The funny thing about the Rush, that it's not a takana, is that what emerges is more of a chumrah, because then it becomes a sveika d'iraisa. If I have a color that I'm not sure about, no? Do I assume that a very light red, a very faint red, do I assume, oh, it's a takana drabonan, I have to be machmir? Do I say, no, it's not a takana drabonan? Do I assume it's a suffix deraisa? Potentially. Right? Again, maybe it's a svek sveika. Because maybe every dam on the medika cloth is a suffix hargasha. Right? Maybe it's a chazakasha baba hargasha. No? All of these permutations a posek would have to factor in. I happen not to think that we operate halacha this way. I don't think we paskin based on chloe spek sveika and stuff like that when we get regular shayla, but certainly is an interesting thing to think about. Okay, chevra, we should daven mincha. Thank you very much. I apologize for going. It's actually 2:30 now, so if we hurry up, we can make it. And.